KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And today we're talking about songs from Cuba, a Persian epic, and dream states. That's what happens to David Wiegand when he's reviewing too many TV shows. Come on, snap out of it, David.
That's nightmare states.
That's right. Let's start with one of those Cuban songs.
Cada vez que miro a mi mulatora, no sé qué pasa por mí, no me puedo contener. Cada vez que miro a mi mulatona, no sé qué pasa por mí, no me puedo contener. Y le digo así, y le digo así.
That's music from Septeto Nacional de Cuba, a band formed in 1927 by Ignacio Pinero, and he's one of the creators of the Cuban Son. This is a marriage of Spanish music with African rhythms, and I saw them play in San Francisco a couple years ago. They were amazing.
They have been around since 1927, as you say. I mean, not the same members, obviously. This is the fourth incarnation. There's a great story that I heard of that in 1932, George Gershwin happened to overhear them, heard them on the radio and sort of sought out their music and so forth, and he became very good friends with Pinero. And, you know, you kind of hear, he studied Pinero, so you hear some of that reflected in some of his music as well.
Septeto Nacional de Cuba makes a rare appearance at the Brava Center for the Arts in San Francisco on Sunday night. It's hard to believe that the first Indiana Jones movie, Raiders of the Lost Ark, is now 35 years old. I saw a poster with Harrison Ford. He looks so young. And there's a fresh way to see the film this weekend as Symphony Silicon Valley plays John Williams' score live as this film is screened.
I think this sounds amazing. And I saw a report on television, of course, recently about how many orchestras are doing things like this, where they are bringing new people into the concert hall, not by giving them Bach and Beethoven, but in fact showing film by performing the scores live, or even the score to video games and so forth. And it's been quite successful.
Yeah. Symphony Silicon Valley presents the American premiere of Raiders of the Lost Ark with live orchestra at the San Jose Center for the Performing Arts tonight through Sunday, and next weekend the orchestra plays more traditional fare. Now let's all trance out. My hands are in the air. Hey, my daughter would love this music. She really likes electronic music. This is specifically electronic music out of Germany, trance music. So, of course, it's very strict, 125 to 140 beats per minute, and you dance.
You dance, exactly, and you dance, and you dance, and you dance, you dance in a trance. This is called Dream State. It's a two-day festival of this kind of music with Paul Oakenfold, Paul Van Dyke, Marcus Schultz, various people. And it's promoted by some people in Los Angeles, and I think arguably this has been a bigger sort of resurgence of this trend in Los Angeles than it has been necessarily in San Francisco, but there are a lot of people here who love it as well, and musically, you may question it, and then after a while, you just sort of go with the flow.
Dream State takes over the Bill Graham Civic Center in San Francisco tomorrow and Sunday night. Feathers of Fire is a tale from the ancient Persian epic Shahnameh, the Book of Kings, and it's also the newest work by San Francisco shadow puppet master Larry Reed in a production conceived and directed by an Iranian-American filmmaker and designer. This just sounds like an amazing production.
Well, it really does, and I don't know if you've seen productions by them before, but I haven't, and what really brings you in is that you look at these things and they're really one-dimensional, and yet very, very soon they take on three dimensions, and this company does it beautifully.
Right. And I talked to Larry Reed the other day. He said this is going to be the IMAX of shadow theater because they're projecting the shadows and videos with live actors onto a 30 by 15 foot screen. He also talked about working with ancient tales, and he says they never get old.
I believe that there's a truth in mythology that we don't recognize in our daily life. So usually we say we're debunking mythology. And what I think I'm doing is rebunking it in some way. Because it's about human nature.
Feathers of Fire plays at Fort Mason's Cowell Theater in San Francisco tomorrow through Monday. And tickets are going fast for this, so get one fast. Feathers of Fire then goes to New York. Let's hear now from California's best garage rocker.
Can you sound me? I want sound.
That is Ty Segall. Garage rocker doesn't do him credit. Acid rock, psychedelic rock, hard rock. He encompasses everything.
Oh, everything, yeah. Yeah, no, he, I mean, he did an album not too long ago of T-Rex covers. And,
yeah,
you know, I mean, that album, which was called Ty-Rex, by the way, was one of three albums that he's done just in the last couple of months.
Ty Segall plays the Fillmore in San Francisco Monday and Tuesday night. And here's a bonus item as well. The equally fine San Francisco rocker Kelly Stoltz has a new album out, and he plays the chapel in San Francisco on Saturday night.
I've been climbing up the walls again. You've been telling me why. I see a shadow in my wall again, chasing a butterfly.
And David, do you have a shout-out?
I do. There's a new exhibit that just opened yesterday at SOMARTS by a collective known as Black Salt. These are four women of color, and their whole purpose is to sort of, you know, look at how much the art establishment really is closed off to people of color, perhaps, and people of indigenous backgrounds. This is an exhibit with 30 different artists participating, and it sounds really fascinating. A lot of political statements, but quite fascinating as well.
Yeah, and a cheap thrill for my shout-out, the dazzling pianist and new music advocate Sarah Cahill is doing an eclectic evening of music, including a world premiere that Sunday at 4 p.m. at Noe Valley Chamber Music. That's $20. It's our cheap thrill. Thanks so much, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. All these listings are at kqed.org/arts. I'm Cy Musiker. Follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.